Spend your afternoon
with Relebogile Mabotja
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
9 minutes to 2 o'clock, and it is time for our Belief Matters feature. We're picking up on the first part of the conversation we had on how inkaulo is calculated, as in damages. And this refers to the damages paid to the family of a woman who has become pregnant out of wedlock by the father of the child. The conversation happened when Yuveka Rangapa was standing in for me. So you can listen to part one on primemediaplus.com. The podcast is there. But Siyabonga Mkhize joins us for part two so we can address some of the pressing issues. Siyabonga, how are you doing?
I'm all right yourself, Lebogile, and thank you so much, and good afternoon to family. Thank you so much, and good afternoon. Sorry.
Thank you so. Thank you so much for coming through. And I want to pick right up from the fact that there was a contentious a part of the conversation around if damages have been paid for a first child, and then you continue to have children out of wedlock. And again, we recognize, I'm going to say it as a disclaimer, that we have so many different cultures that have different practices. So we're speaking about this quite generically. But if now damages are paid for child number one, and now there's a second child and you're still not married, do you owe damages again?
Okay, so I think before I answer that question, I think it's important that people understand that I'm a spiritual advisor, and the perspective on which I speak upon these matters is looking at it from point of view that we look at the spiritual outcomes of all cultural practices, not just that of AmaZulu. So when we say that these things have problems, it's because we are not talking from your individual perspective. We are talking from what we've seen across the board with the thousands of people that we've helped spiritually.
Yes.
To answer your question, when you are with a woman and you have impregnated her and you've paid inkaulo or damages or ukezumos for the first child and you have a second child, the second child does not receive inkaulo or damages. The family has no right or grounds to request that you ask for inkaulo or damages for that particular child. Now, in the event there are certain things that may take place for ingane in terms of the child getting sick or the child struggling at school, inkaulo and damages is actually not going to fix it. It's going to make things worse. There's a perception that inkaulo has healing abilities. Inkaulo doesn't heal anything. It just restores the relationship between families. That's not healing. In the event that is taking place, then chances are idlozi of that particular woman, chances are that woman is spiritually gifted. And now you'll find that idlozi ahamba nalo, or the ancestral spirit with that woman, is upset that now there is a second child and there has been no clear indication of a wedding or marriage taking place. Hence, I say to men, it is important that if you're going to shawula the first child, it is always best to somehow put forward a small deposit towards amalobolo to avoid the situation where you have a second child and then the second child gets sick, or they have issues at school, or developmental milestone issues, all of those type of things. But I think we need to remove the idea that inkaulo can heal a child.
Yes.
That's not the case. It heals the relationship between families and their ancestors.
So let's say, because that usually is the case, what you mentioned, where the damages are being discussed and at the same time they're asking you, when are you rectifying the original issue, which is the part of the marriage? What if the two people don't actually have an intention of getting married? Why wouldn't inkaulo be due each time if now the lobola deposit was not paid?
Okay, the reason you would not pay inkaulo the second time is because the relationship has already been restored. And if you inkaulo or gezumuz is the act of impregnating a woman that you are not married to, right? Then we go and we say, ukuthi, no, this is not the correct manner in which a relationship between two families should begin. Here is a token of our apology. Here is imbozi to restore the dignity of the home and to restore the dignity of this and the spiritual purity of this relationship. You see, once it has been ruined the second time, you cannot go back to amadlozi and repeat and apologize for the second time for something that all the parties involved should know better of.
Okay, yes.
He knows it doesn't mind you saying sorry for something, but you cannot come back and say sorry for the second time, because then how many more times are you going to keep atoning for the same mistake?
Yes. So exactly. Now then the next question would be, what if the second child is on the way, but you didn't do damages for the first child to begin with? So you didn't resolve the issue.
Yes.
When you now say, actually, you know what, I need to make things right, do they take into consideration that you're paying damages for two children, or are you just paying for the firstborn?
You are paying for the firstborn and the firstborn only.
Mm.
That is it. You're not paying, you don't pay damages for two children. You don't pay damages for three children.
Mm.
You pay damages for one child.
Yes.
Right? And if that woman has, and if, now this is a very important thing, if the woman you've impregnated already has a child with another man prior to that, the family cannot be asking you, should not rather be asking you for damages. Because the burden of responsibility sits on the father of the first child, the one,
yes,
the man that came before you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So even if you meet a woman and she already has a child and you have five children out of wedlock after, not the ideal situation, right? They can't ask you, they shouldn't ask you for inkawulo rather, because inkomo that will be released from said kraal, right, mm, are the very things that are going to cause problems for yourself and the woman that you love, as well as the children.
So does this apply to if they are two different fathers? So if now my second baby dad has impregnated me and he says, I want to go pay damages because these are different ancestors, that is treated as their firstborn child?
No, it's all about who's the firstborn child that came from that womb.
I got you. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there, Siyabonga. And I know this is such a big conversation, it might even need a masterclass. We didn't even get time to take questions. Thank you so much, Siyabonga Mkhize.